Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. I'm Bella Kidman. After countless debates on growth versus value, it seems as though the market has finally made up its mind. For now, markets were chattering about a rotation from growth into value stocks, but you really never know. And to discuss this, I'm joined by Ben Clark from TMS Capital and David Wilson from First Sentia. Ben, I'll start with you. There's been a lot of discussion about this rotation from growth into value. Before we get into it, what does that rotation actually mean and what does it entail?
Well, value stocks typically need somewhat of an economic tailwind to blow to help them grow their earnings. And we've obviously been in a very difficult economic environment in 2020. So what it means is that the value stocks in the market is pricing in 2021, we might get that resurging economy. And with pent-up demand and relaxation of restrictions, we could see quite strong earnings growth out of businesses that have been really beaten down by COVID.
There's been a lot of discussion about the rotation. Is it something that you're seriously considering when you're thinking about investing?
It's real. It's happening. The question mark will be, is it a short, sharp rotation, or is this something that plays out over a number of months, maybe even 6 months, which we have seen occur in the past. I think the last good example is when Trump won the election and surprised the markets. For us, it's something that we've probably sort of pushed a bit of exposure in the portfolio towards, but more at the more conservative end. But we're a big believer in sticking to our knitting and holding the businesses we like through various economic cycles. So it's not something that we're kind of chasing.
David, same question to you. Is this just noise or is it something that you're seriously considering?
I think it's real, and I agree with Ben. It's sort of something you have to consider, but I don't think it really sort of changes our underlying process. We still think about the stocks and looking at their sort of longer term earnings potential, just how they're sort of positioned. So it really doesn't change our portfolios materially.
Okay, David, we've got two good loads of news regarding the vaccines. Seems like society could be opening up pretty soon. How do you account for that when you're investing?
I think you just got to think about the companies that, you know, is there a sort of fundamental shift in how they're positioned? Have they sort of adapted their business models for that opening up? Have they actually taken the opportunity to address their cost structures during, you know, what is quite a sort of difficult period? But, you know, you look at an example like a Qantas, where there's a company that actually dealt with its cost structure, took the opportunity, didn't waste a crisis, and has now set itself up for that recovery.
Ben, same question to you. How can you anticipate the opening up of society and how do you account for that?
It's not easy because the time frame is problematic. I mean, we've seen another short lockdown announced in South Australia. So it feels a bit at the moment like it's two steps forward and one step back. And it's the time frame sort of unclear. For me, I think you want to find businesses that have been able to grow during a difficult period. And you think, regardless if you get the time frame wrong on the reopening, the businesses you own will continue to grow. One thing I'd be wary of is the companies that have had a real sugar hit from COVID and, potentially that growth is going to slow or even maybe go a bit backwards. I think it comes down to the style that you've got when you're managing money.
Okay, let's paint a really positive picture here. We've got low interest rates, yep. The economy's reopening. Do you see more opportunity in a wider range of sectors and stocks, or are the same companies going to continue to win?
In 2021, I think you're going to see better growth across the market as opposed to in parts of the market. So we'll probably see more candidates who will, win. The market, I think, has looked through a lot of the weakness and has already sort of priced in that surge in earnings growth, and share prices are kind of reflecting what we think is probably going to happen anyway. So then you've got to think, is it going to be faster? Is it going to be more pronounced to give those companies an even better share price reaction? Our way of playing it, like we've liked the infrastructure stocks, which like Atlas Arteria, the airports, Transurban, where we think you can sort of be wrong by 6 months or a year, but ultimately you'll still be right. You've got the ability. You're not going to get tapped for more equity, and that the businesses ultimately will normalize. It's just a question of when, and you can sit back and not take a big bet on that.
David, it seems like a pretty ideal world: low interest rates, economies reopening. What do you think? Are there going to be more winners, or are they going to be the same?
I think through these sort of periods, you can't be dogmatic. I think you just can't sort of say, oh, I only look at these companies in a certain way. And I think you have to try and sort of picture a point, say 2022, and just look at where earnings may be then, and just sort of use that as a sort of a focal point on how you can look at the relative merits of companies.
So they're going to be obvious beneficiaries to getting a vaccine, society reopening and all that. Do you see that some companies will go under some funding pressure to fund those companies and those opportunities?
I think that what you've got to say from an Australian company perspective, that actually equity capital markets are very, very fluid in Australia. So actually Australian companies' funding is actually in pretty good order, and Australian companies raised equity very, very quickly and put their balance sheets in good place. And they did the same thing in 2009. So I think it actually, just the whole equity capital market scene in Australia means that you don't have the balance sheet pressures in Australia that you have in a lot of Northern Hemisphere countries.
Ben, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. We're lucky we've got, a great system here. Investors were happy to stump up quite significant amounts of cash in a pretty scary sort of period. It allowed companies, to get through. You'd almost say some companies were probably a bit conservative, but I don't think you could really point fingers at them. No one knew sort of what the future held in March and in April. But we really haven't seen any big disasters come out of COVID. And even the obvious ones, your Webjets, your travel stocks, managed to get through. And hopefully they will catch the resurge in travel that we'll see.
Well, Ben, growth at a reasonable price, it's everybody's dream, isn't it? Can you name one stock that you think offers growth at a reasonable price?
Look, this is a bit left of field, this one, but one stock we've started buying is a company called Deterra, which has just been spun out of Iluka Resources. It owns a mining royalty over some land that BHP mines in, and BHP is going to almost triple its output from MAC, the Mining Area C, over the next 3 years. So you're almost certainly going to see very strong growth in their underlying earnings, even if we see quite a significant pullback in the iron ore price. For us, it ticks a number of boxes. And when you can compare it to the royalty companies that trade in Toronto and in New York, it looks quite cheap. And we would argue it's probably one of the highest quality mining royalty streams anywhere in the world, given the counterparty, the production growth, the length of the asset. So that's one that we've been watching as Iluka's got closer to doing it. We think offers growth at a reasonable price.
David, growth at a reasonable price. Can you really get the best of both worlds?
I think you can. A stock that we like is Aristocrat. I think that a little while ago, they sort of took the bold step to actually sort of step away from their traditional business and move into the digital space. And that digital part of their business is now 40% of their earnings. Now, there's still risks, and they took on more risk in doing that, but I think it was a brave decision where they said, no, we need to sort of step away from what our sort of core business, but try and get to where our business is going to be in 10 years' time. And I think that to their credit, they've been able to, it's not without sort of, it's going to be sort of rough at times, but I think you can't fault the way that they've executed thus far.
Well, growth versus value, it's a debate to last a lifetime. Whichever side you're on, there's all one thing we can agree on: 2021 looks pretty promising.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by LiveWire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.